This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Offering dark warnings for the president's diehard base on the opening night last night of the Republican National Convention, Republicans predicted a national horror movie should President Donald Trump lose in November. In his remarks, U.S. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise said the stakes in this election could not be higher.
A lot at stake. This is an election between a party that wants to burn down the foundations of our country to the ground and a party that wants to rebuild and protect our great nation. The left wants to defund the police. This is personal to me. I wouldn't be here without the bravery and heroism of the men and women in law enforcement who saved my life.
Although many in the Democratic Party are, in fact, making calls to defund the police, former Vice President Joe Biden has said specifically he has no plans to do the same. Democrats officially nominated Mr. Biden and his running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, last week during their national convention. Tonight, First Lady Melania Trump will address the Republican National Convention from the White House Rose Garden, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will speak from Israel while on a diplomatic trip. Responding to outcries from medical experts, Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn is admitting he overstated the life-saving benefits of treating COVID-19 patients with convalescent plasma. Medical experts have been pushing back against the claims about the treatment since President Trump's announcement on Sunday that the FDA had decided to issue emergency authorization for convalescent plasma. President Trump hailed the decision as a historic breakthrough, even though the treatment's value has not as yet been established. Announcement on the eve of Trump's Republican National Convention. This is VOA News. The father of Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot Sunday by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. Blake's father, who was also named Jacob Blake, told the Chicago Sun-Times newspaper today that his son has 8 holes in his body from his confrontation with police. He said doctors do not know if the paralysis will be permanent. The shooting was captured on cell phone video and led to 2 nights of unrest in the southeastern Wisconsin city located between Milwaukee and Chicago. Ben Crump is a civil rights lawyer representing the family.
Family wants to see them held accountable. They think that this was just an extreme use of excessive force for somebody who was walking away from them. Their lives were not in danger.
The elder Blake said he was driving from Charlotte, North Carolina to Kenosha to be with his son. He told the Sun-Times he learned about the shooting Sunday night and saw the now viral video of it online a few minutes later. The video appears to show police shooting his son in the back. The Kremlin on Tuesday rejected accusations of involvement in an alleged attack on Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who's in a coma in a German hospital a day after doctors said tests indicated that he was poisoned. The politician's allies say the Kremlin is behind the illness of its most prominent critic, with some demanding an investigation into whether Russian President Vladimir Putin was involved. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on Tuesday he saw no grounds for launching a criminal investigation. Secretary of State Mike Pence says the people of Russia and the Navalny family deserve an open and transparent investigation. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm system known as Laura became a Category 1 hurricane Tuesday in the Gulf of Mexico and is expected to intensify as it gets warmer. Laura's maximum sustained winds are 120 kilometers per hour, but the storm could become a Category 3 major hurricane before making landfall with winds of 185 kilometers per hour. Government forecasters say Laura is expected to approach Texas and southwest Louisiana on Wednesday evening. A group of athletes led by NBA star LeBron James will roll out a multi-million-dollar program in the next few weeks to recruit poll workers in heavily black electoral districts for November's election. More Than a Vote is the name of a group of prominent athletes fighting voter suppression. They'll be collaborating with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, including battlegrounds such as Georgia, Michigan, Florida, and Wisconsin. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.